next speaker is Jerry Bunting, following Mr. Bunting, Suzanne Norris.
I will do your honor. I'm Jerry Bunting, 205 Sporenberg Road. I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to make comments tonight. I'd like to thank State Senator Kachin for spending so much time with us in the village over the past couple weeks reviewing the route. And I'd like to thank His Honor the Mayor for summing up for us quite eloquently many of our concerns, particularly about the economic impacts. I'd also, might sound odd, like to thank West Point Partners. We attended the informational session earlier this afternoon, and although we don't agree with a lot of what they want to do, they were civil, cordial, and helpful and forthcoming with a lot of information that actually is going to help me with my comments tonight. Our biggest point of contention is the statement that what we're going to experience here in our little old village is standard utility installation. Now, the mayor already mentioned the cumulative impacts that affect all of us every day. I drive under power lines to get to my house. There is the Iroquois pipeline, a few hundred feet away, buried fiber optic cables here and there. You see it, every citizen of the town and village of Athens looks at our lovely power infrastructure every day. Sometimes every minute, you can't escape it. And we've got more and more proposed. We've got a power plant, substation. Now we're going to have a converter plant. This standard utility installation involves tearing up four roads. I'm going to work backwards. Union Street, North Vernon Street, Leeds Athens Road, and Flats Road Extension. None of these roads are particularly wide. Some of them in places are as narrow as 19 feet. We put together, myself and the other members of the Athens Citizens Development Committee, a set of photographs on the back wall there, approximating what this standard utility installation is going to look like for the duration of the project. North Vernon Street is quite narrow, 19 feet in places. The project is going to involve tearing up at least one side of the road. During the day, it's going to be virtually impassable. Those photographs there, by the way, of construction are obviously not in Athens. There are other buried high voltage DC power cables in other places. One happens to be Japan. You can tell it's Mount Fuji in the background. But all these projects are essentially the same. Most of those projects that you see on the back wall there are not to the scale of this project. They involve the burying of one new cable at a much lower voltage. We have here, this is Leeds Athens Road. It averages approximately 22 feet across. This is a splice vault. Okay, the interior of the splice vault is 8 feet. Thanks to West Point Partners, we now know that these will not be fabricated on site, but are prefabricated boxes. Nonetheless, this box extends out, because it has to be aligned with the cable room. This box extends to the center line of Leeds Athens Road, which is already quite narrow. There's a couple things you need to know about Leeds Athens Road. We only have two east-west roads out of the village. Union Street merges with Schoharie Turnpike, and Schoharie Turnpike and Leeds Athens Road are the only routes that you can use to get to 9W from the village. There are no detours. There are no side roads, no back roads, no dirt paths that you can follow. That's it. Route 385 is our principal north-south route. Actually, it's the only north-south route that goes completely through the village. All of these roads are going to be affected. Now, you might say, well, traffic is minimal. In their application, it states that impacts to traffic will be minimal. The problem is that it might be minimal for West Point Partners. It's not minimal for us. How are ambulances going to get by? Fire trucks. We have one fire station located in West Athens, Lime Street. And the other one is downtown here in the village. We met there earlier this afternoon. The problem is that This sort of project is going to severely limit response times. There is no other way between 2nd Street and Howard Hall Road to access Leeds Athens Road. It's about a mile and a half of just road. No cutoffs, no shortcuts. We're extremely concerned about that, and there's been no comprehensive traffic study to date. What I am very uncomfortable with the process that was pleasantly explained to us, is that, a lot of this will be addressed when we come up with our construction management plan after the certificate is issued. That doesn't sit well with us. This village is unique in that we're pretty isolated, even though we're really in the middle of the Hudson Valley. The ingress and egress is important for a lot of reasons. People need to get to work in the morning. People need to get home at night to feed the kids, walk the dog. That's when our construction is going to be going on. We're going to have traffic down to one lane in either direction. That can be a problem for a lot of people. We've experienced it with this gas pipeline going into Union Street. That's nothing compared to the scope of this project. Now, there's another issue, and the mayor spoke to it quite eloquently, and Mrs. Katcher was also very concerned about it when she visited with us. Our economy here is fragile. Our businesses barely hold on. We've got the finest world-class brewery in the world, but believe it or not, the village alone can't sustain it. All of our local businesses depend on outside traffic. Our outside traffic comes here because it's an attractive village to visit, and the amenities are great, and the restaurants and the taverns are wonderful. However, those businesses are hanging on by the skin of their teeth. We already lost a restaurant last year under tragic circumstances. It hasn't been able to reopen. Other businesses are for sale or contemplating closure. Disruption of traffic into the village is going to severely affect these businesses. You don't even have to be an expert to know that. The parking of the equipment, construction equipment, on the streets at night is going to create an eyesore. No one is going to be able to sell their house. No one's going to want to come and open a business. I, for one, was planning on opening a business in this village. And I can tell you right now, me and the people that were going to go in on this, we're going to wait and see, because there's no point in buying a building or leasing space when in 2 or 3 years' time, the traffic that sustains you is going to be cut off. There are other issues that really haven't been addressed in the application, and I'm not going to go through all of them, because I know we have a lot of people here who want to speak, and I don't want to monopolize the time. The route crosses or comes down on Leeds Athens Road. And it's a hilly roller coaster of road. And part of the problem with that is, and the reason it's hilly, is running north and south through the village of Athens are a series of ridges, bedrock that sticks out and comes close to the surface, if not at the surface in many places. This is a sample of bedrock right adjacent to Leeds Athens Road. In order to put the trench under Leeds Athens Road at this point, in all probability, some blasting is going to be needed. Right behind this piece of outcrop is a home. This home is occupied by people in this village. I will, just for point of organization, tell you, Your Honor, that I will be submitting written comments that will incorporate the documents that I'm referring to here and that I'm gesturing to on the back wall. But the impacts of this construction is going to be considerable. And at this point, I think I've spent enough time addressing it, and I'd like to give everybody else a chance to speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you.